Dairy market specialist Bob Kropp says milk production is up in the state, still more than demand, which Kropp says is part of the reason why milk market prices are, well, better, still too low.
Unless we do see a change in milk production numbers or a much stronger growth in domestic demand or trade, we do believe both of those will improve some.
Back in 2008, when milk market prices were high, Dick Gorder of rural Dodgeville expanded his operation and bought more cows. Then the economy sank and prices took a dive. Now Gorder says he's breaking even, and like other farmers, he's waiting for the milk market to improve.
And I think there was an anticipation that prices would be better this year, but you certainly don't hear the lamenting that we did last year.
Lloyd Holterman of rural Watertown says he's running his business as efficiently as he can. He says he's optimistic there will be better milk market prices. He says farmers need the income to update their farms.
If you don't replace equipment on time, then it's broken when you need it the most, and you have more emergencies and things like that. So we could on paper produce it cheaper, but in reality, you pay for it one way or the other.
The USDA says last month's Class 3 milk prices used in products such as cheese are much better than in 2009 and a little bit up from April. But Kropp says those prices need to be even higher to help get farmers back on their feet. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.